Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Tyler and Pete LePage!
Yeah! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And we are coming at you from Fontana's in New York City. From Fontana's, the old
Wild West. To Jordan D. White.
Jordan D. White, our the great vocal cords you just heard.
Yep.
Professional voiceover actor.
He does a lot of voices.
Yeah, he does. The man of a thousand voices, they call him.
If he had a day job, you know.
Yep, that's what he would do.
Yeah, he would
do nothing else. Yeah. He wouldn't work in any other industry.
No way. Just voices all the time. Welcome, sir.
Astute listeners can listen back and find out what Jordan's actual job is.
Yeah. Or if they're astute, they would just know. Because
right,
we talk about them all the
most astute.
Yeah.
We're recording this on May the 5th. The day after May the 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. Oh, I was just giving a calendar update.
Oh, thanks. Oh, sorry.
That's a good point. It was May the 4th be with you.
Yep.
Star Wars. Are you a big Star Wars fan, Pete?
Yeah. Great. You could say that.
Have you seen like a couple, at least a couple of them?
Yeah, I've seen three.
You've seen three of them?
A lot of times.
You saw the prequels. Or
no,
you saw
fuck
the
you.
Third one.
Don't fuck with me.
In honor of May the 4th, what is your favorite Star Wars character?
Well, you should know this. I used to have a T-shirt that said, "Let the Wookiee win."
I can't keep track of all your T-shirts.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know, you have four, and you rotate them.
I have more than four, but fuck you.
All right. So Chewbacca is your favorite.
Really? Chewie. Yeah.
Because it's funny. I like to think of us as sort of a Han and Chewbacca.
There's no way you're Han, bro.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm 100% Han. Okay, then you're like C-3PO, and I'm like R2-D2.
Oh, that's fucked up, dude. No
or
way.
You're like Jabba the Hutt, and I'm like Salacious B. Crumb.
All right, well, that I'll...
Because I do cackle like that.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
Actually, my favorite growing up was Han, obviously, because he's the most badass. But as I get older,
The most badass?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. Darth Vader's the most badass.
But he's bad, capital B-A-D.
Right.
And that's worse. You don't want to... You're rooting for him?
We're just saying who's badass.
Oh man, you don't even see good and bad anymore.
Yeah.
But as I get older, I feel like R2-D2 is becoming my favorite.
Wow, really?
Because he's around for a lot and he's like a dick all the time.
He's not a dick.
He's a huge
dick. He saves the day, man.
The only reason you don't think he's a dick because you don't know what he's saying. But he has a little comment for everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, R2, calm down. Like he's
even if he was like, fuck you, I still wouldn't think he's a dick.
Oh, he says way worse than that.
He probably does.
In R2 language.
Yeah.
And he's been a dick since he was a kid. Guys.
Speaking of dicks since they were kids.
That's Pete and I. But we have some great guests who are kind as lambs to come down to the show. Please welcome to the stage the cast of Comic Pop.
Yeah.
Down,
welcome to the show, guys. Please, please.
Please, come on
Come on. Don't be shy.
Here.
Sit down already.
We have some heavenly little lamb music to welcome you out.
That was nice. Thank you.
Great. So everyone's here. We have quite a crew for those of you not able to see this group of people. We have Sal, Ben, Ethan, and Tiffany from Comic Pop. Tell us what Comic Pop is, if you could.
I'd be happy to. I'm Sal of Comic Pop.
Yeah. Eat the microphone so we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. It's very comfortable. Hi, everybody. I'm Sal from Comic Pop. I'm really just starting the show.
Yeah. I know. You're hosting the show now.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, everybody. I'm Sal from Comic Pop.
You seriously got to get closer to the microphone.
Okay, here we go. Oh, okay. This is very comfortable. I got it.
Yeah. We develop hunches. It's a mic hunch. You can actually take it out of the stand if you want to be.
Yeah, that's right. I can pick it up.
The stand is just for the lazy. So you failed the first test.
That does work for me.
That's us. We're lazy.
Yeah, all right. Okay, good.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sal from Comic Pop. And with me
is we've got that, all right?
Yeah.
We know who you are.
Tell me who it is already.
And that's your time, Sal. Thanks for showing
up. Yeah, thanks, Sal.
Okay, now.
We are a YouTube channel.
Great.
It's a new thing that just started. You're really going to like it, I think. And we talk about comics. That's pretty much the show.
Cool.
And I'm joined by three people who I've known for over a decade. Ben I've known for like almost 20 years.
Nice.
Ethan, 15, something like that. And Tiffany, 10. So, yeah. And we just
there's
all the numbers.
Order you ranked them. Yeah.
Well, I'm going through all the most important and most interesting things to say. Really.
Great, yeah.
So, but yeah, and we started about a year ago, and back then we had a different name, which I won't reference because it's boring and who cares.
No,
but, like, we have five shows a week. The most well-known out of all of them is Back Issues, where I explain comics to Ben and Ethan, who grew up not reading them. I read comics since I was like 8 years old, and now I'm in my older ages. And
no one has age here. Yeah. Oh yeah. For those of you at home, it's the 4 9-year-olds we have on the show.
Yeah, they're all drinking too. Yeah.
As Sal likes to say. He grew up reading comics, and Ethan and I grew up having a life outdoors.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, they learned how to like talk to girls and like you know join sports.
But now you're all on the same page, so it's all come back. All that outside time was a complete waste of your life.
Oh no, completely. Oh no, it was a total waste. And Back Issues is the show where I just explain like the minutiae of like a story arc or a character, and they ask questions that comic book fans don't normally ask because we kind of take it on faith, you know?
Like, right, right.
We're just like, yeah, Infinity Stones, cool, yeah, whatever. Yeah, Mind, Gem, Soul, that sounds great. And they're like, no, whoa, hold on a second. So there are six energy forces in the universe, and why? And what is a time gem?
What is a soul gem?
What does that mean? Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's where Adam Warlock lives.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Who's Adam Warlock?"
Stone,
you know.
So give us a breakdown. You have 5 shows a week. Is it like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah,
Friday?
Monday through Friday. We don't work weekends.
Well, that's a good job.
That's when we shoot everything. We shoot everything on Saturday, and then I release it Monday through Friday, and we start off the week.
So we got Back Issues. What are the other ones?
The other ones are Off the Rack, which is just our review
show. Clothing show.
We all read the same book, and then we talk about it.
Cool.
Talk about the latest fashions. Straight
exactly.
off the rack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
GQ, GQ, Time, Weekly, People.
Yeah. So you guys are like, you were like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
And then talk about it.
The Met Gala last night, reviewed Beyonce.
That's coming out Monday. So.
Yeah, great. Look for a little spoiler.
Katy Perry really disappointed us, let me tell you.
I know it.
All right, so we got 2 so far. We need 3 more.
Okay, the third one is Hack and Splash Page, which stars Tiffany. She does the indie books.
Hi, Tiffany. Nice.
Hey, guys.
Great. So you review comics that people haven't heard of before.
No, maybe they've heard of them. I mean, the fact is, like, Image Books at this point is pretty well known.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're creator-owned, and that in and of itself is awesome. And I just want to make sure that it gets some light on the channel, because if you don't know about them, you should know about them.
Yeah.
Very good,
Trudette.
She told you, Justin.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, all right.
Classic setup punchline. What else you got?
What are some other shows? And then to kind of mix it up, we have a bunch of other shows that
we try out.
Yeah,
the Weekly Poll.
Yeah, we also have a podcast called The Weekly Poll, which we join in with a bunch of other comic book YouTubers like Comic Story and Comics Explained. It's super effective, that kind of thing. And that's Tuesdays.
Nice, great. That's a direct rival to our show. So
yep, yep. Thanks for plugging that. Thanks for plugging that. Those listening at home, don't check that one out. Check out all the other ones, but just not on Tuesday.
It's a crowded market, but I think we all have our spot.
We're
the ones that drink a bunch of beer and then review comics, and you guys sit on a couch.
You know, really quick, when I showed Ethan Comic Book Club, I threw it on. I'm like, oh, these are the guys. These are the guys we're going to be on the show. And he goes, and he's watching it, and it's like, hi, everybody, I'm Alex, I'm Justin. And he goes, this is just our show, you son of a bitch.
Classic. You should have seen our reaction.
Is there anything of ours that's legitimate? Sacred. I'm like, we have a completely different market. You guys don't read comics, and I read comics. It's totally different.
Nice.
Totally different.
Very fine line to strike there.
Yeah.
I think even the couches are the same color.
When we used to do the video show, we would sit on Alex's couch, which I think he gave to you guys.
It was a sort of brotherhood
and sisterhood of the traveling comic reviewers.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the stain on the cushion was, but now I'm getting the feeling I shouldn't bring that up.
Should not.
But we will tell you off mic if you want. Last person we told, their hair turned gray.
Yeah.
Crypt Keeper style.
Yeah.
And was there another show you wanted to?
Oh, yeah.
Comic Line.
Yeah. Comic Line is more of like a long form, full discussion show. People call it like Back Issues if everybody all read the same book. Mm. But we take like a more topical or big issue, and then we just kind of break it down and talk about a couple of like individual points.
What was the last one you did?
A big announcement for Dark Knight Returns 3 Master Race.
Yes.
We talked about whether that could possibly
be good. Title ever.
Oh my God.
Wait, you're trying to tell me that something with the title Master Race could possibly be taken the wrong way?
Or controversial anyway?
Maybe it's a foot race. We don't know.
I thought it was a motor race. You know, like speed racer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's just you get in your car.
You are like so fast. Delightfully naive. It's very enjoyable.
Clearly you did not read Dark Knight Strikes Again.
I did read Dark Knight Strikes
Again. Yeah, you did. I know.
And we all read that. How did you guys get together to do this?
It sounds like they've been friends forever, and they just hang out every day.
That. Well, it actually started with we've been doing back issues for the last, I guess, 10 or 12 years. But then about a year ago, Tiffany said, why don't we record this? And that's
You're just doing it quietly in your bedroom?
So Tiffany's the brains of the operation.
Over,
She's like, there's a camera set up. Why don't you guys turn it on?
Yeah. That doesn't come on until later, but yeah. I guess we could try.
Right, yeah.
but we just decided, like, let's try it. So we recorded the first episode in my kitchen, and I was like, this is easy and fun. Let's do this. And I had a YouTube channel already to go, so we just threw it on there and, you know, picked up from there.
And before that, you were doing like a cooking YouTube channel?
Yes. Thank you for checking that out. Yeah, I did do it was more like I was just looking to film and cut and throw things out there. And one of those things was like, I can't cook for shit. We can curse, right?
This is swear right it up.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So
go to fucking town.
I can't cook for shit. And wouldn't it be funny to do a cooking show where I don't know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
And that was fun for like 3 episodes, and then I was like, all right, that's enough of that.
Thank God, this food is terrible.
But there were 6 episodes. Yeah, it was fun for 3.
Yeah, the unreleased.
And those last 3 were painful.
The DVD release. Well, awesome. Thanks for coming down to the show. And now that we have 6 minds here, let's review some fucking comics.
Yeah.
Now that Sal's opened the swear jar, let's move on to our next section. We like to call the stack.
Yeah.
In this, thank you guys. In the stack, we review some comics that came out this week.
Yeah, we do.
And get into them, get out of them, and go to bat for them.
Yeah, we go to bat for them.
Great. Let's start with Pete's pick. Bitch Planet number 4.
Yeah! It's fantastic.
Pete, what are you liking about this book?
Well, first off, it's a different book. It's very creative, very fun. The issues before this were focusing on, like, individuals in the bigger story. This one, you kind of get into... you get to see everybody kind of on the team a little bit. And it's very creative. The art is awesome. It's a different kind of book that I enjoy very much. And, I mean, the only part of this comic I didn't like is when they were explaining sports. That part was a little
tough.
But
it's a new sport. It's funny. I really like that part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a new sport.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to come up with a new sport? What was the last new sport you saw?
I don't know,
Quidditch.
Man.
Yeah. What?
Quidditch?
Quidditch,
nice. Very quick on the tongue there. You're clearly a fan of Quidditch.
Thank you.
Alex and I judged the Quidditch finals like 3 years ago on Randall's Island.
They have Quidditch beer pong now.
Yeah. That sort of takes it away from the Quidditch.
Yeah, yeah.
And more into the drinking.
Yeah.
Great. So this is not about Quidditch.
Nope.
Quidditch Planet is another book coming from Image, I believe.
Yeah, sure.
Tiffany's
awesome.
Checking out. What about you guys? How'd you? Are you guys reading Bitch Planet?
I am.
Nice.
No.
Now you are the only woman on the panel, but that doesn't mean anything.
No. Let's be honest. Bitch Planet was the first book I reviewed on the show, which I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, that's a little...
Okay, I'm going to pick up a really light book. It's a feminist book written by a, you know, obviously well-known feminist with, you know, a little... Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Sorry.
Yeah. Great, very helpful.
With, a whole little panel of feminists with them, you know? And I was like, let's start with that. Let's just go for it. I did read 1 and 2. I skipped over 3. I'm not going to lie. I was excited that every third issue they're going to... you know, focus on an individual, but I was like, nah.
You didn't like that individual?
I didn't pick it up. I'll be honest with you, I completely forgot about it.
Oh, wow.
But I was excited to see that we're getting more into the story. Like, the first issue really set up the world.
Yeah.
The second issue, we kind of got an idea where the story was going. And the third issue, or the fourth issue, I feel like, hey, the comic finally started for me.
I agree with you.
Yeah, we're
going. I feel like this is where I really like, oh, I see what they're all doing now.
Right.
This is actually
a good jumping on point.
Yeah, I agree.
It was surprising for an issue 4. But I felt like it was like, oh, these are people in prison. And it's just they're hanging out. And this one, there's a lot of prison sex, which is clearly a charm to Pete.
What?
Who's a noted pervert.
What are you talking about, man?
Oh, you're the guy behind the wall?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit, I got to go. I forgot. I got the 7 o'clock shift at Denny's.
I knew I recognized that eye somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The bathroom at Denny's gets a lot of action.
Awesome. That is good to
know. A terrifying prospect. Yeah. I mean, you got to drive out of New York City to get to a Denny's. That must be some prime time.
This issue, to me, felt like the most like the 70s exploitation films. Yeah. And I know they said that that's what they were trying to do, and this was the one that I was like, okay, yep, we're there. We've made it.
I agree, especially with it's like all these women are going to fight in this sport, but first they're going to go and take a shower. I was like, oh, this is a...
Well, they did do that joke. They were like, obligatory shower scene.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, you know, you're in on the... They were in on the joke.
It's totally
but they still did it.
Yeah, like, They're like, yep, we're doing it.
It is, but it is like, it's a badass comic. It's a comic that's like, yo, this is the story I'm telling. Get on board or go live on a different planet.
I also like the move to, like, instead of starting... Here, you kind of get these individual stories, so you and when you're picking up on the action, you have a little back history. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was ballsy, because it wasn't like...
Funny you used the word ballsy.
Yeah, well, I just felt like I have a lack of vocabulary. But I feel like it was such an interesting move, because I almost feel like if they started with the story and then went back, would it have been more interesting? But I really like... the way this is set up and how it looks, and I just can't say enough about the writing.
It takes a real set of ovaries to write this.
Yep.
That's what you're saying. Real brass ovaries is the whole phrase, right?
You need tubes for that kind of book.
Yeah, exactly. You need some real fallopian tubes. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It takes a lot of fucking tubes to write a book like this. Great. Bitch Planet, pick it up. And like Pete said, number four, surprisingly great jumping on point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please jump on board. Next up, let's talk about Batman number 40.
Some light reading.
The conclusion of Endgame.
Yep.
Yeah.
It concludes.
Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, a lot of spoilers to be talked about.
There's nothing you can. There's no way you can talk about
this.
Completely spoiling. This
was depressing as shit.
Well, so let's set it up a little bit. Batman has been facing off against the Joker. The Joker's been kicking his ass.
Well, this has been going on for years.
Well, technically years, but like five or six issues, I think, in this particular arc.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been fighting each other for since the beginning.
The Joker... Great. That's a great point. The Joker has... released his a plague, basically. All the citizens of Gotham have gone over to his side because of that. There's a chance that the Joker is like immortal.
Yeah.
And has been around. The Laughing Man.
The Pale Man.
Pale Man, who's been around for so long. And Batman is literally dying to prove him wrong about that. And it all comes down to this underneath the streets of Gotham. What'd you guys think?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the cover for a second? Because I'm looking at this cover, and I see the Joker as a dragon.
Yeah.
And Batman is stabbing him. Is that supposed to mean something?
Yeah, Scott Snyder...
I think it means something.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout art history, if anyone knows about that...
Great. Highbrow.
This is kind of an iconic image, in a sense, of Christianity killing paganism.
Right. St. George and the Dragon?
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, Scott Snyder specifically, I remember he was like, he had a lot of clear direction on this cover. He was like, Greg, we should do something totally not expected that, like, it encapsulates everything I want to talk about between the eternal struggle of Batman and the Joker. Yeah, that's a cover, all right. It's cool. It makes a sweet tattoo. I'll tell you that.
Right? I think we can all go get that
We should all do
right
that.
Right on your back. Red dragon.
With a little neck action so we can never get hired for a job again.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say that I was pissed about this.
You were pissed?
Because Capullo and Snyder have done an amazing job.
Yes.
But this last issue, shit got super depressing. And then Batman played right into his trap. And then they both died together, and then there was this note, and then it was Batman just writing two letters, and those two letters were "ha."
Yeah,
I was like, wait, so Batman, you think your whole life's a joke, and all the people who've died along the way, and all the people you saved, it just doesn't mean anything to you, and like, so the Joker was right this whole fucking time?
Batman was a Joker all along.
Yeah, and also, like, it just was... And you're watching Batman literally get beat the fuck down until he just has got nothing. I mean, he can't even get out of the way of the little ball going up to save the rest of humanity. It was just awful. And then, like, Joker, like, even made a little fucked up smiley face on his back. Like, I felt so bad for him. I was like, you got a little sticky on your back. Like, you know, all these... It was just awful. I really didn't like it.
So you were embarrassed for him.
I was embarrassed.
I really get the feeling that there was a misinterpretation with the script on this, and that instead of it saying, ha, huh, at the end of reading the script, the artist was just like, huh.
You think it was an H-U-H.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because nothing in this made sense.
I mean... Yeah. Scott Snyder, I feel like, wants to write big Batman stories.
Yes.
And he's done a lot of them.
He's done amazing stuff.
Yeah, very good. Back from his work on Detective Comics before New 52, or even before that, actually.
Yeah.
And taking over on Batman, the main title, where it's these big epic sweeps. And yeah, it's a lot. This is a dense story, and I feel like his ideas are maybe just a little bit ahead of what's happening here? Or there's a little bit above, maybe, is the way to say it?
I mean, like, My issue with this issue is that Snyder has a big vision. And he has a really direct... He has a lot of specific plans in this issue. And he really doesn't want you to miss it.
Yeah.
And so he, like, chokes it with over-explanation and words. Now, I love words. I'm an English teacher. I get that.
We all love words.
Who doesn't? I mean, otherwise...
I don't. I hate words. I hate words.
Words fool Pete a lot.
Yeah. It's true.
You know what's worse than words? Letters.
I know. Yep. Those bastards all get together.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're fucking words.
And they're words. It's like, what the fuck?
It's like a gang chasing you down.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could probably get what's happening with half of the script of this book. But I don't know. This one kind of left me kind of cold, because if we're talking about spoilers, obviously Batman doesn't die. So also, Batman died.
What do you mean?
Like,
he dies in this?
No, he's silhouetted. No, he's right here. Oh, look, he's silhouetted with Robin right here and with his crutches.
Well, no, I think they're having another... I think that might be... Dick and Damian.
Yeah, that's not...
No, because look, he's got a patch over his eye where he got stabbed.
That could be.
Is it a patch or is it a stray pen mark?
It's not pen mark.
In the interviews...
Here's the thing. Do you see the body? That's always my question comes. Do they bury him in the ground?
Well, they bury him underneath Gotham.
Yeah, but he also is buried underneath Gotham next to an immortality.
Look what he did to Alfred. Alfred's all depressed and bad. I hate to see him like that.
Well, he's dead, obviously.
Jesus Christ.
Like, Batman eats that up. Yeah, he laughs at Alfred being depressed. He's like, oh, that's fine.
Alfred likes that stuff.
If Dark Knight Rises is any indication.
Right. That's right, yeah. Alfred thought he was
Alfred's
dead.
Always
Dark
sad.
Knight Rises, he wasn't actually dead.
Yeah.
So Alfred thinking he's dead doesn't mean anything.
I mean, it's true. Feel like... I actually think he is dead, but with Convergence and all that going on now, there's a lot of reboot possibilities in the... And I'm not that he's dead for good, but I think this story is meant to be a legitimate endgame where Batman and the Joker die next to each other like sort of... two sides of this coin.
Yeah.
Batman, though, gets the last laugh,
technically,
with a little piece of paper, which is not a great laugh if you're a comedian. you don't want your audience just writing ha on a piece of paper and passing it to you.
No. I thought that was good, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
That's good.
But I do think... I like the fight was good.
Yeah.
I liked the way that Batman proved that the Joker was bullshit.
Definitely.
That was very cool. And I liked that... that he wasn't an immortal, and I like that Batman got to see him fall, basically.
Yeah.
That was, like, sort of proof that Batman's endurance is what his real strength is.
Yeah.
He's able to... His parents died... Our parents die for everyone in everyone's lives, but Batman went crazy and has used that anger and
nothing wrong going crazy,
sadness. Yeah. That's not true, Pete, and we'll talk after the show. but he uses that and that endurance to, like, fight crime, and that's his superpower. And in this, he pays it off at the end. So I thought it was a nice, emblematic Batman story, but I do agree that it's sort of... There's a lot of sideshow that gets a little much.
I mean, I love the eternal struggle. There's a line in there that is, like, for me, epitomizes the whole book, where he's just, like, let me stay here with my friend.
Yeah.
Like a little while, I was like, "That's cool. That was tight." But like, I don't know. It didn't feel as iconic as the last Joker Batman story kind of should feel.
Mm.
It was mired in a lot of current continuity. You know, like, do we need Julia Pennyworth or whatever her name is?
Penny Two.
Yeah, Penny Two. Like, We did get the resurrection or return of Dick Grayson, which should have some significant fallout in the Bat mythos, since he's still kind of technically dead and doing his Black
Ops
stuff.
Yeah, but Scott Snyder was like, I don't like that, so I'm not going to use it.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of that, actually, in here. Like, he's like, I don't really like Damien, so I'm not going to put Damien in the book.
If there's any time to avoid continuity, it's right now in any comic book.
Right, because Ted Lewis will just undo
since
it anyway.
Technically it's all nonsense. Yeah. Let's move on and talk about Avengers number 44. We're on the doorstep of Secret Wars.
Finally.
The doorstep.
The convergence of worlds, secret convergence has come upon us. Yeah. And finally, everyone's fighting
secret
in the way.
Secret convergence.
So this does feel like sort of the book end of Hickman's sort of idea. The Tony Stark and Captain America came together.
Guys can't see eye to eye on shit now.
Well, they were friends for a while.
Well...
And then they were like,
carried over to the Avengers movie. It was like, I was reading about them arguing and then arguing them on screen. I was like, these guys.
Yeah, they really butt heads. But people who are friends can butt heads and still remain friends.
Can they?
Right, Peter?
No. I don't know.
Right, Peter LePage?
Yeah, I don't know. Tyler? I don't know, JT Sizz.
Oh, great. PLP. So in this, it's sort of the bookend of Hickman's, the beginning of Hickman's run, where he was like, we need to get, the Avengers need to be bigger. And this is where they sort of are very small by the end. It's just old Captain America in armor, punching Iron Man in armor.
Yeah.
About who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah.
It was very evocative of Dark Knight Returns, I feel like. Yeah. Because Captain America was very Dark Knight Last Stand.
I was actually surprised by that, because I thought I would rather it wasn't like that.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping him, because He's old, but he's still kind of super.
You don't like the nightcap?
No, the nightcap. The dark nightcap.
He is. He's very super.
Yeah. He lost the super soldier serum, so he's old now.
Right.
So he's still... So I guess he kind of needs a suit in order to fight Iron Man. He's not strong.
The lesson is have a good suit.
Yeah.
Whether it's armor or just a well-tailored suit.
It does
kind of
suck that, like, Iron Man has to fight a derivative Iron Captain America. Mm. Like, when you think of the Cap Iron Man fight, it's like man versus machine.
Yeah.
You know? But I think it was a pretty cool fight, and I liked it. It was very brutal.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. It started with this sit down and was like, hey, let's sit down and have some burgers, you know, just two old friends hashing it out. And then, it took a turn.
Yeah.
It took a turn fast.
It's true. Just imagine if they had that, like, a heavy meal and then fight, like, they're going to feel that.
Yeah,
you know?
You're going to feel
it's
that.
Gonna
it's going to slow you down.
Yeah. Plus, Captain America's cholesterol's got to be out of control.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, I felt like it was tough because it would, like, started simple and then all these fucking worlds and then went back to being simple. I was just like, eh. But let's get this Secret War started, you know what I mean? Let's get Deadpool back on the map already.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
Oh my God.
Fuck Secret Wars.
That's the whole
thing. Are you
thing?
Mad because of how it ended, or are you mad that you had to plunk down $10 for it?
Yeah,
that's
$10.
That's a great question.
No, it was, as we said on the show before, like, it was amazing up until the touchy-feely moments, and then the fuck you, that's all over. You know, it's just Marvel just, like, finds new ways to be like, everything you love, we can take it away from you at any time.
Anytime
you get
comics.
Comfortable with something,
you talk about
we're
going to
bend you over.
You talk about Marvel like they're the IRS.
Yeah.
That they're, like, legitimately fucking up your budget in life.
Yeah, they are.
At any minute, your life could be over.
Before we re-review Deadpool one more time.
Yes.
So this is the Secret War. So the Secret War starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is, like, very, like, there's been so much continuity building up to this. Very dense writing from Jonathan Hickman. Is that over, and now it's just going to be punch, punch, shoot, shoot, pew, pew?
Because there's a lot of different worlds coming out.
Yes.
Yeah,
a lot of different battle worlds.
Yeah, there's a lot
so
of...
So you can't have, like, the Hickman denseness because it's battle worlds.
Here's the thing, I like that.
Like, it's going to be like Battle Toads. But with worlds.
That's a great,
do you remember that reference?
I believe that's how Marvel's selling the book.
Yeah.
Battletoads.
Remember Battletoads? 30-plus-year-old comic readers? It's like that, but with different worlds.
No.
Sales plummet to 10.
Yeah.
So that means no one's going to get through it?
Yeah. Because Battletoads is impossible.
It's impossible to be.
Yeah.
You can't get past that race car thing.
The race car, I beat it like 3 times.
Are you kidding me?
The race car level, but not the game.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, not the
no
game.
No one's seen the end of that
you can't
game.
Get past that race car, man.
Well, guys, I didn't mean to bring up such a sensitive issue.
That's like my Vietnam.
But I'm excited about some of these worlds.
Yeah.
Are gonna be,
yeah, they are secret.
Yeah.
Like which ones?
The Old Man Logan.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. That fucking comic kicked fucking ass.
Yeah,
I wasn't a big fan of it, but I guess it's coming out.
Well, don't worry. They're going to ruin it.
Yeah, but Bendis is writing it instead of Miller, so.
Oh, wow.
That is good, probably. Though I am a little off Bendis. I've been bummed out by the end of Bendis's
Ultimate Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And X-Men, too, even. I've just been.
I dropped it after. I dropped all new X-Men after 9.
That was a
man,
while back, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. No, but that hook, man, for all new X-Men, where Beast goes back, gets the young X-Men. Like, I was like, this is a good hook. Like, I was in.
Yeah.
And then Mystique was like, oh, I've got another game to play. I'm like, oh, God. This is why I don't read X-Men anymore. It's just typical X-Men for me, where it's a last page, Strife takes off his helmet, it's Cable, and you're like, okay, no.
Yo, that was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well.
What other Secret Wars titles you guys are looking forward to?
I'm a Spider-Man guy, so I'm really excited for Renew Your Vows.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, they're undoing One More Day for that.
Woo! Yeah.
I'll
believe it when I read it.
Yeah.
Though technically we were saying before the show that till death do us part, really, and everyone's dying, all marriages are off.
True.
So it's a real...
And then when you're resurrected, it's fair game.
I'm telling you what, Marvel Tinder's going to blow up.
Oh,
616 Tinder's going to blow up.
That's a genius idea.
Yeah.
That's $1 million idea.
Any others?
Anything with Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange?
Anything with Doctor Strange. Wow. I'm bored.
Wow.
Nice.
You love him.
I would...
You're in love with him.
I don't know if he knows... Sal and I are dating. If he were real, I would leave Sal for him.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's going to haunt you, Sal.
Yeah,
you know, I can't fight the Sorcerer Supreme.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You better figure something out.
Now,
dude.
let me ask you.
What helps out is that he's not real.
Yeah, that really does help.
That'll work for a time.
Hey, so for Halloween, do you dress as him every year?
Nope. Every year, yeah.
You better.
You could do it very easily. You just dye a little bit here, learn like this.
That.
Yeah,
he doesn't do it for Halloween. He does it for Valentine's Day.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And every Friday
Nerd
night.
Nerd love is real.
Yeah. That's by the hoary host of Haggard.
Crimson Bands of
I'll destroy you, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Anything with Doctor Strange for personal sexual reasons. What about you, sir?
I'm sorry. Okay, so me and Ben don't read comics that much, so I don't have like a
favorite of anything.
You're wearing a Batman t-shirt, dude.
I read what Sal tells me to read.
It's true.
My first comic was Watchmen.
Wow.
I loved Watchmen.
Wow, that's a terrible choice.
You know, I know. So that's not part. I just read.
It's like, here's your first and last comic.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking it out.
I guess Iron Man. I like Iron Man.
You like Iron Man. Great. That's well, cool.
Is there an Iron
you
Man?
Know you're
armor
be an Iron Man, Logan.
All right. Take the mic away from that guy.
Yeah.
It's already been like
I can only take so much of
revoked.
That.
I'm going to go with Old Man Logan, but I'm not sure exactly. This is the other thing. Like Ethan said, we're not following it as much, so I don't know what's there. But hearing Old Man Logan is in it, I am in.
You like the idea of old.
Yeah, he likes old men.
Yeah, old
nice,
men. Great. I know.
And there's also going to be
Tiffany
a
is talking about her crush, Doctor Strange, and you like all old men everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Man,
you
should watch Mr. Magoo.
If you like Old Man Logan, there's supposed to be a Punisher story that's supposed to be unbelievable, too. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. That's it for the stack. Let's take it over to our next section, which is our favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And I'm going to come out in the audience and ask you questions, or you're going to ask questions of us, and
right,
we're going to answer them.
Sweet.
So think of one. Why doesn't everyone think of one? How about that? You know, because it's nice to have like a great group of questions to choose from.
Sure.
They'll just come around for all the hands that go up in the air. And, you can ask.
We got a hand up.
That's
already.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. I can come right.
Wait,
to you.
Just before we are going to talk about Avengers. Is that if that was your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Please tell us your name and your question.
My name is Curtis.
Hey, Curtis.
My question is: did you do anything to celebrate Revenge of the Fifth, which is today?
Oh, Revenge of the Fifth.
Revenge of the Fifth.
So that's like for like mad people. People who are mad at the fourth.
It was
Yeah. People who forgot about May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And so it's Revenge of the 5th. So it's like celebrating the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
And being like, whoops, I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, there was a present here that we didn't give out.
Like for like Garfield hates Monday, so he wants to celebrate it today.
Tuesday, yeah.
Great. So did you guys do anything for the Revenge of the 5th?
On general principle, because it's a prequel reference, I don't observe Revenge of the 5th. I was going to make a joke about it because Pete brought up May the 4th. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll be sweet about it. Then I went, no. Because I had Jar Jar flashbacks, and I thought, no.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a Jar Jar flashback.
So you took the high ground?
Yeah.
It's unbeatable.
Great.
So you refuse to celebrate this holiday?
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge anyone who does, of course.
Yeah. Anybody else? Celebrate? Did anyone watch Star Wars at all in the last day or two?
No.
No? Nothing?
Everyone on this couch loves Star Wars.
I didn't do anything for the 4th.
Nope.
Like, I saw some links about it on Facebook.
Wow, you saw some links? You didn't even click on them? That's not celebrating?
We ate food and we drank.
Yeah.
I found a picture. Someone sent me a picture of cats in, like Star Wars attire, and I sent it to someone in a text message.
Oh, man. I would love to be on your Christmas list, man. You really celebrate shit.
I actively avoided spoilers for the new movie, so that's what I did to make sure to celebrate May the 4th, because I don't want it spoiled, all right? I've had enough of posts with pictures and people being like,
wow,
here is all this info. I don't want to know.
Is a picture from a movie a spoiler?
Well, it can be, because then you're thinking about while you're watching, like, when are they going to get to that? You know?
Yeah.
Well, also because, news reporting has just literally devolved to spoiler? You won't believe these spoilers.
Exactly.
Like, I have news. You guys, we have all phone. Like, you look on your phone, there's like your little news update. Just you can't not read it, and it says things like, you'll never believe who's in Force Awakens. Or you'll never believe that Bleb appears in Force Awakens.
Yeah, but a spoiler is... I feel like every now use the word spoiler to just mean information. Where it's like, information alert,
I guarantee
Star
you,
Wars is coming out.
If the internet existed in 1980, I guarantee you I would have read on my phone, like, you won't believe who turns out to be Luke's father. Like, that would totally be a spoiler that someone would put, like, on the Huffington Post.
Well,
you don't even need that
I'm
because the trailer spoilers. Will just show you that stuff. Now,
that's
if
true.
You watch a movie trailer, you're watching spoilers.
Yeah, you watch the whole movie.
And let me tell you what, watching the movie is the worst spoiler. Because then you know everything about the movie.
Well, it's
everything. It's fucked up. That's why I avoid all spoilers. I don't watch anything.
Dude, it's so true. I have walked out of so many movies because I realized halfway through, it's spoilers. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
I'll get it on Blu-ray. Thank you.
I think every movie, every line a character says should start with spoiler alert. Which, I mean, I don't know if you guys watch Age of Adeline, real release that came out this past weekend. movie was rife with spoilers.
I don't even know fuck you're talking about.
What?
There was a movie about an immortal woman, and she has a lot of romances.
What?
Wow.
But that's the movie we're supposed to see for the show, right?
Yes.
Right. Avengers Age of Adeline.
Yep. Absolutely.
We're going to talk about
it. I hope that your wife made you go see that, and that wasn't your pick.
No, that's the only movie I saw this weekend. Let's move on and get our next question. You, sir.
What was the best Free Comic Book Day comic you read?
Forgot to talk about. It was Free Comic
Book Day. Free Comic Book Day, which was, of course, on Saturday. What comic did you read from Free Comic Book Day?
All of them. They were free.
Great. Terrible answer. anyone else?
We had a sweet deal where because Tiffany shops at one shop a lot, she got like the ticket that gets you all of them. So
nice.
We had like 50 books, and I read 4 of them.
Great.
You had the golden ticket, huh?
Yeah. I did. Nice.
Which ones stood out?
I really dug the Fight Club sequel.
Yeah.
The prelude to it. That was pretty cool. I really like the art and writing combo.
Good. It's a comic book.
Yeah.
Are the
well,
art writing combination?
The art or the writing will fail you.
That's true. Yeah.
But I enjoyed. I don't know if I can really say I enjoyed it, but I was entertained by all new, all different Avengers. I was intrigued by it. I don't know if I'd say I enjoyed it. I read it. That was actually
really nice.
It was kind of like a religious experience because I read it and I went, "Why am I reading comics again?" Like I was like this because I was just like, "Who cares about anything that's happening in this book?"
Wow!
Holy shit! The whole game's gonna fall apart.
I know.
Man.
This is the last appearance of Comic Pop. Everybody, thanks for watching.
Yeah, we killed it.
That's what we do.
Another one down.
Yeah, slowly destroying. It's like a great serial killer where we just kill other podcasts and video shows.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a fave?
I liked Fight Club, so
Fight Club,
you know,
as well.
Obviously.
Great. Yeah, I thought Fight Club was cool.
How about the gentleman who asked the question? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, how's that? Bounce right back at you.
Yeah.
I love the Savage Dragon. Savage Dragon Legacy.
All right, you're cut off, all right? There's no more Savage Dragon shit.
Savage Dragon?
I'm just kidding,
It was great.
Yeah.
Who let this riffraff in?
Yeah. Savage Dragon, how many? Is that like the longest running, sustained run of any comic currently going, I would imagine?
Yeah, currently going.
For sure, yeah, currently going. But maybe not all the way. Do we have time for one? What's that?
Cerebus was 300 issues.
Barf. Great. We have time for one more question. You, sir, in the back. Here we go. I think I can make it to you with this little cord.
What do you guys think about Harrison Wells and The Flash?
And The Flash. Are you guys watching The Flash?
No.
It's a television
show? Yeah.
No? None of you?
I'm sorry, the who?
Holy shit.
We're not watching The Flash. I caught the pilot, and I was like, this is rad.
You caught the pilot and thought it was rad?
I watched
grandfather?
Three episodes of Flash. I liked it, but not enough to keep watching it.
Nice.
Wow,
it was
dude.
Good.
You're only allowed an hour of television a night because you're nine years old? Is that what we're saying?
Well, we're Daredevil fans.
Well, Daredevil
that was
very good.
Yeah.
But that was 13 hours.
That was like
yes.
Unbelievably good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, it was.
It was so beautifully violent and so well shot and just, the emotions.
I hate to say this again, but now we're re-reviewing Daredevil. So
Which
we talked about for literally two shows in a row.
And then why would I want to dilute my brain with Flash, you know, who apparently owns a treadmill? I've heard.
He's just like us.
They haven't gotten there yet. Thank God. Knock on wood.
Like
I don't want to see that shit.
That treadmill is coming.
He does have a treadmill.
Yeah, but it hasn't been the.
It's not a cosmic treadmill.
Yeah, yeah.
It will.
It hasn't turned into. God, that's gonna suck.
See, now
Has been amazing.
Yeah. So to answer the question,
thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I thought The Flash has been very good. There's a lot of stuff that's a little dumb.
Yeah, like
really selling it.
Famous Marvel employee Jordan D. White was slapping his face when he couldn't outrun bees.
Yep,
that issue where it was like just bees were loose and man, he got defeated twice by bees.
Yeah, to quote Jordan exactly, which I felt the same way. The dude took a guy out of one car and put him in another car before the guy even noticed that he was in a police car.
Yeah.
And then a bee shows up. He's like, what the devil is this bee?
Yeah, yeah, just stood there.
I can't outrun these two tiny wings.
But it's bees, man. It's bees. Like,
bees?
No, dude, you're in the house. You're having a nice time. A bee shows up, you burn the house down. Bees. It's over. All right?
Forget driving with a bee in the car.
I actually was in a car this week, very weekend, and a bee showed up, and I was like, everyone just relax. The bee's just here. It doesn't want to sting you.
No,
you
it has one
drive
shot.
Into a ravine? That's usually my first instinct when a bee's in the car.
That's
how to drive into a ravine.
Yeah.
That's how the bees win.
Yeah, because then you have a chance of also killing the bee and ending this menace.
That's right.
Wow. You heard it here first. Comic Pop, very anti-bee. They do not put honey on their cereal.
The bees are extinct in this country. You guys are just killing them all.
No, no. Yeah. Honeybees are fine, but
We're bee
segregationalists. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, hey, bee, what have you done for me lately? Give me some honey and we'll talk.
If
you're not making honey, get the fuck out of my car.
That's right. And look, they almost all make honey, but most of it tastes like crap.
Yeah, but when does a bee ever show up with honey? You get the honey from another place.
True.
Well, Cheerios bee? What the fuck is that guy's like? He's got a little pot with him whenever he goes.
Right?
Well, I think he's just called the Cheerios.
He was an intermediary.
He doesn't come to your house and bring you honey?
Yeah.
No, he comes to our house.
He wanders around
the house. At least the last 30 years.
He's a real Johnny Appleseed of these. great. And to answer your question, Harrison Wells, I think he's...
The question.
I'm going to be bummed because I don't know how much more he can be on the show now that he's so super evil.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be bummed. I think he's a great, he contributes so much to the show. I loved him on Ed. Anybody?
Jesus
if we're talking
Christ.
About being old, you got
no,
it.
No, well, that doesn't even answer his question. It was driving me nuts him on the show because we knew for most of the show that this fucker was evil and none of these scientists or smart people of the world got it at all. And then when they did, it was just such a fucking reveal, not reveal. It was driving me insane. So I want him dead. I just want him
you
dead.
You want him dead?
Yeah. Fuck this motherfucker.
Mean,
get him
mean
out
like
of here.
Bees?
Yeah, like
no,
bees.
No, not bees.
You want him
no.
dead like bees?
I love bees.
Oh, jeez. You guys are going to be real bummed when at the end of every show we release bees into the room. That's going to be a real bummer
yeah,
reveal
that's my favorite
for you guys.
Part.
Oh. I didn't know Oprah was coming.
Yeah.
You get a bee. And you get a bee.
And you get a bee.
Release the bees.
All right, guys, that's it for your audience questions.
Yeah.
Now let's move over to our next section,
oh, man,
which we call The Week in Geek.
Here we go. We're talking. Yeah. This is it. Age of Ultron. Let's do this.
Okay. So
let's
a lot of stuff,
do this.
A lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, you guys all are
oh,
ready
yeah.
to hear us talk about the Casey Jones picture from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Casey Jones!
Which is the biggest thing of the week. Pete's obviously a huge fan.
I'm a huge Casey Jones fan, but that franchise is breaking my heart. But
oh, yeah.
let's talk about Age of Ultron, shall
Age
we?
Age of yes. Ultron. Great. Yeah. So... this is sort of an indie movie that's right up your alley.
Yeah, absolutely.
Avengers Age of Ultron. Did you guys see that movie?
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I read the Wikipedia page. That's so pretty good.
Oh, good. No, you actually saw this movie.
Of course I saw it. I saw it Friday morning at 9:15. It was me and weirdos seeing it.
Nice. I saw it Friday at midnight. It was me and a bunch of wasted people and a fucking baby.
Oh. Holy shit.
It just wouldn't shut up no matter how many times I told it to shut the fuck up. It wouldn't
Damn.
Shut up.
That's weird.
Pete, you can't talk to your son that way.
I'm going to... Spoilers. This
yeah. so, information alert.
Yeah, yeah. Information alert. Amazing movie. Loved it. I did kind of feel a lot of, like, moving pieces. Like, I really felt like we got to do this, we got to do that, and the slow parts fucking killed me. way too many shots of, like, adorable little Hulk sitting Indian style in the fucking plane flying away. Like, knock it the fuck off with that.
That was one
that was
shot.
Like that was 45
no,
seconds.
It was like two, three shots. It was fucking driving me nuts.
I was waiting.
People
that.
In the movie theater were laughing at it. They kept showing it so much. It was fucking crazy.
I was waiting for it to go off world and be like, oh, this is where we start, like, Planet Hulk.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Well. So, quick poll before we get into it. Who thought this was better than the first one? One audience.
One guy.
I thought it was better than the first one.
Yes, technically better.
Yes.
Wow.
Technically better. Okay.
Yes.
Because not
the
speaking
Avengers
from your heart.
Were the Avengers through the entire movie. Like, we didn't have to wait for them to become the Avengers. Yes. They already were, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
there was a lot of, like, really amazing moments. I was almost, like, upset that we got that amazing, like, lineup shot so early in the film. I would have loved to build to that. But amazing moment. Also, like... The part where the Vision's giving that lecture, he's like, I don't know how you guys can trust me. And he just picks up the hammer, and I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
So the scene where they're all trying to pick it up was amazing.
So yeah,
and
I
then
guess,
when he did that, oh.
I guess sort of the main joke of the that's in the movie is that no one can pick up Thor's hammer, everyone gets a shot, and then later on the Vision picks it up.
Yeah, no problem.
Even at 9:15 in the morning, there were like four old dudes in the back who were like, oh!
Oh, shit!
Wow,
yeah, and then Thor just turns around and gives him that look of just like, dude, bro, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That was very funny. Tiffany, did you say...
I thought it was pretty on par with the first one. You know, this movie had its issues. The first one had some issues, but like overall, like
I don't
rank either of them over
issues.
The other. I gotta be honest. Like I enjoyed it though. I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this one. So
I was surprised at how much I liked Ultron. I'm a fan of no mouth moving Kirby crackle vacant eye ultra.
There was a lot of lip animation. A
lot of lip animation for
that
a robot.
Super distracting. Kind of
dumb.
Yeah, doesn't make a lot of sense.
The CG got a little much sometimes.
A little bit, yeah.
His lips remind me of Jafar's lips from Aladdin.
A beautiful,
like, they were all really curly and weird.
I mean, I feel like we're being nitpicky because we had an amazing time. Yeah, it was.
James Spader was amazing. Maybe the best acting of the movie, I thought. Like, his ability to just put so much character and emotion into Ultron with just the voice was really stunning.
I really was surprised how much I liked Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
I thought
Me
she
too.
Did an amazing job.
Me too.
My favorite part when she fucking rips out Ultron's heart.
Yes.
That was fucking awesome.
That was cool.
Oh, you want to know what it feels like?
I really didn't expect to like either of them. Because like when I think of my favorite Avengers, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are not on my top 20.
No, right. Yeah.
But
you're a big Jack of Hearts guy.
I am. good call.
Also, Hawkeye had some amazing little amazing moments where he took that breath before he ran with that kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just so amazing. And then the hilarious moment was I could just do it. Nobody would know.
No one would know.
Yeah.
Oh, there was just a robot just sitting on his chest. No one would know.
Yeah. And then his speech he gives to Scarlet Witch. Yeah. Oh, just so amazing. Yeah.
Very cool.
Classic Hawkeye also.
Yeah.
I thought that it's funny that I feel like in the first Avengers, the end is what everyone's like. That last 45 minutes was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. It really kept.
Yeah.
And this, I feel like the way I feel, and a lot of people, the first 45 minutes is where the movie really shines.
Yeah.
Before you get into all the homework they have to do for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The thing that really shined for me in this movie was the Hulk versus the Iron Hulkbuster suit. Fight.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Dude.
That was amazing.
Veronica, dude.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I loved that. And I loved how much I laughed at that. Because I was just finally watching the Hulk get his.
Oh, yeah. When Hulk, spits out, his tooth.
Oh.
And then Tony Stark's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was like, and then he's like, go to sleep, go to sleep. Oh. Yeah. It's just so amazing. Yeah.
I was bummed that this one didn't seem as fun. In the first movie, I felt like it was just fun all the time. There were all these great jokes.
Yeah.
Everyone, it was great reveals all the time. We didn't get that Hulk smash moment in this movie, I feel like. And, I don't begrudge the movie. This movie has to do so much. It's such a pivot point in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
So much going on. It has to introduce characters that if you haven't seen all of the other movies, you're like, wait, who's that guy? why is he there? What's this one? So much going on. But I think it was great. Altogether, it was a great movie. I was bummed. I feel like our post-credit sequence.
Oh,
where,
my God.
What
a waste.
The Thanos thing was fucking
We already saw Thanos. He just revealed a glove.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, but.
He has those gloves. Those are his gloves.
Those are his gloves? So if I was wearing a hat, would that be a big reveal?
Right? You put it back on? Oh.
If I put on a hat, holy shit.
He's going to put shit in that hat. He's going to put
it. We were talking the whole movie about one stem that fit into that hat. It might be a reveal.
Yeah, but who cares? We get it. We know he's going to put the gauntlet on. Give us Spider-Man or something cool.
I was just reading there's a...
We had shawarma eating in the fucking last one. What are you talking about?
There was another... There was the first Thanos reveal. This one was just the same thing and no shawarma. What are they eating?
We've had... We've had three moments where Thanos postulates that he's really cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that sometime. Because so far, all he's gotten...
Dude, Josh Brolin as Thanos
is
going to
be great.
Amazing.
Oh, no. Infinity War, both of them, he's just going to be tearing ass through the whole through both movies.
Tearing ass.
Tearing ass.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's an expression. Look it up.
It's an expression.
Does that mean he's going to be farting a lot?
Yeah.
Does that mean he farts?
That's ripping. He'll do both.
Oh, okay. Use that in
my household. He's going to be kicking ass in the whole movie. And, Thanos...
he's going to be grabbing ass that whole movie. It's going to be amazing.
Thanos will be...
It's going to be a real goose show.
Yeah.
Thanos, with that, as soon as he puts that glove on...
That's his grab
ass. He's like an old... Yeah, it's like...
He did the old man thing where he's like, you're really... You're not going to... All right, well, I'm getting out of the chair. Kids. All right, I'm out of the chair and I've got the gloves.
A lot of people speculate that he was behind Ultron gaining sentience.
Mm.
And so he's like, oh, man, my little robot download didn't work. I guess I'm going to have to put on my golden glove.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
I thought Vision was amazing.
Vision was very cool.
And it was also such a great kind of payoff because when you that actor who is the voice of Jarvis, yeah, I was so hoping in like the early, you know, Iron Man movies that he was going to get that moment, and it was just such a cool payoff.
It's nice to see Paul Bettany not in something that's total crap. I got to be honest; like, I love that he's in this because the last thing I saw him in was Priest.
Dude, but he was great. What was it, like Match Point? What was that with Kristen Dunst? It was a great
movie. Wow. God, yeah, a tennis movie,
I can't imagine Pete LePage, PLP, dropping some Match Point Woody Allen knowledge.
I know.
Information alert.
I know that, Pete, you must have freaked out when Vision picked up Scarlet Witch and then just took off.
Yeah.
That's what I call
romance.
Yeah, it was... I mean, there was a lot of really amazing moments in this movie.
Yeah, and then they skybanged, right?
Yeah. The classic.
That's where they immediately got married.
You guys got a lot of great sayings.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
That's true.
A couple other things, real quick. Boba Fett, second.
Was he in
Origin Story? No. Cameo in Avengers.
No. Okay, moving on out of Avengers.
All right.
Boba Fett's gonna get the second solo movie.
Yeah.
Reveal.
And Josh Trank, I'm going to direct it.
I guess.
We'll see who's doing it.
I don't care about Boba Fett.
Boba Fett never been my favorite character.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Like I said,
well, like all the awesome things like that he did, like Darth Vader handed him Han Solo, and then he fell into a gaping sand vagina. So
exactly.
Like,
wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
You went there.
That's the Latin name for the Sarlacc pit.
Look it up.
And finally, Joss Whedon left Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
He burnt it to the ground, and then he left.
Yeah, everyone's very mad at him.
I mean, like, I get it, because, like, I saw that collage of negative tweets lobbed at him for being, like, a misogynist, and I'm like, Joss Whedon? Really?
Yeah.
That's where you're going to plant your flag?
Dude, it's ridiculous. It's all over. It's all over
the
Black
social
Widow.
News. Oh, yeah. Black
it's
Widow.
I mean, that guy... I was the only one who cared about Eliza Dushku. He was the only one.
It's a great point, and we'll more on that for the rest of our lives.
Kevin Smith kind of likes her.
Right? A lot of people. It was Pete and Joss Whedon.
Now, did Joss Whedon take a giant spike and shove it through Twitter before he left?
Oh, damn. That's some real deep douche goo right there.
First he said that he was a feather on the wind. And
oh, good. So I can get a good cry in.
Yeah.
Hey, that was legitimately sad.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And that's it for your Week in Geek.
Yeah.
Let's turn it over to the star of trivia, Mr. Pete LePage.
All right. You promised me I would get to talk about Arrow, so you took that away from me again. So just real quick.
That's what we do.
Real quick. I think that Arrow...
This is not an avenue for Arrow.
Yeah, I think Oliver and Arrow has been faking this whole time. I can't wait for him to come back to reality. Because that show is making me fucking mad right now. Guys, this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25 free. Who would like $25 free? Simple raise. Yes,
right,
you. First hand up guy. No, you're on the show. You can't win $25. What is your name, sir?
Hey, everybody. I'm Jerry. What's up?
It's Jerry.
Give
it up,
Jerry.
Alright, I'm not going to tell you about this because you've done this before, so you. So I'm going to read your question, listen to all three possible answers. As long as you read every comic that came out, you'll be fine. So, in Outcast number 8, this amazingly drawn and written comic has what in the sky on the cover? Is it A, monsters, B, vampires, or is it C, Boba Fett? Boba Fett, where? So it's either A, monsters.
Is it monsters?
Yes, it is.
Oh, cool.
In Batman number 40, what does this issue start with? Is it A, a flashback, B, a flash forward, or is it C, the Flash TV show is fucking killing it? So it's either A, a flashback, which is correct, or it's B.
It's got to be a flashback. Right?
Yeah, there you go. This guy listens.
Good with dancers.
All right, here we go. Last one. In Silver Surfer number 11, would you say this issue is A, way too tripped out to read, B, annoyingly tripped out, or C, dude, what are you talking about? It was just a normal comic, man. So it's either
way
it's opinion. It's way too tripped
out,
dude. Way too tripped out. $25 free.
Woo!
But seriously, that was a fantastic comic, that Silver Surfer.
Congratulations. Great job. Pete, not everyone reads comics quite as high as you are when you read That's why most people remember what they read.
Oh, okay. But seriously, though, Silver Surfer was crazy.
Yeah, that's a wild
It was really
comic.
Awesome, though.
It's a real tripped out joy. As you all know, tomorrow is new comic book day.
Yeah, it is.
We recommend you go down to Midtown Comics. Yep. They've been nice enough to sponsor the show.
They're also just an amazing comic show.
Great comic book store, 3 locations in New York City. Check out any or all of them, but they all have the same comics at them. so you can just go to one. Pete, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
This might surprise you, but I'm looking forward to Punisher
the newspaper,
number
18. The New York Times. The New York Times coming out tomorrow?
Punisher number 18.
Punisher 18.
Yeah!
What do you say Woo! About this guy? What Woo! Do you like about the current run?
Well,
follow-up question.
Well, the writer right now is unbelievably doing just some of the maybe the best Punisher stuff right now.
Better than Max? Better than Ennis?
Well, definitely in the discussion. I would say in the top five, definitely.
Very good. Yeah. Nathan Edmondson.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Afterlife with Archie, number 8.
Oh,
man,
dude,
that book
that.
Is shit. It's a great book. I mean, and I'm being honest, Secret Wars number 1. Very exciting.
Oh. Nice.
Thank you. Ethan?
You took mine. I was going to say Secret Wars number 1.
You can say it. Say it.
Secret Wars has special meaning for me because they announced Secret Wars the same week we released the Secret Wars back issues episode.
Yeah.
So nice. I had learned about what the original Secret Wars was, and then they announced Secret
Wars. Yeah, the next day.
So I was like, oh, my God.
At New York Comic Con, we were there. We were like, oh. Yeah.
Whoa, so that's
Secret Wars
weird,
is like
dude.
The third comic you're ever going to read. So
exactly.
Pretty, yeah. It's pretty exciting.
I should say, from the, major event books that I have read, I've been incredibly disappointed, so I feel like I will be disappointed by Secret Wars, but I'm still hopeful. Yeah. Well, we've been reading.
So you're looking forward to disappointment.
Yes. Well, cool. I'm hoping that it will break the mold. I'm hoping that it will actually be awesome.
Well, let me recommend, if you want to be less disappointed, read Convergence.
I have actually read Convergence.
We are reading that weekly.
And how are you enjoying it?
It is horrible.
Yeah.
It's well, I mean, it started off, kind of interesting, and then this last week was like...
Oh, really? I think it's been pretty nonsense the whole time.
Yes.
Great. Tiffany?
Secret Wars, of course. Great. But Descender number 3.
Descender. Ooh, nice. Yeah, very good. Tell us about that book for people
Look, I love space comics, it turns out. I love Descender. It's a far-flung future story with robots and, the question of AI and what makes you human. Yep. So,
Robot boy on the loose. Everyone's mad at him.
Also, The Witcher. Number 2, Fox Children.
Yes.
I love The Witcher, so I'll buy anything with it on it. So,
awesome, Sal.
I can't wait for Secret Wars. I've been it's been ramping up.
Yeah,
so
it has.
Finally going to get
later,
it.
Like one whole year.
Yeah. Yes.
And we've had the countdown on the covers of the books.
Yeah.
Great. And Ben?
I'd say that there's a Captain America Return of the Winter Soldier book coming out. It's going to be a massive hardcover. That looks like it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. Cool. Secret Wars, we're going to read it.
You got to read it.
I've got to read it.
You've got to read it. What a great
you have a choice.
You and Ethan are just so obligated to
they
be disappointed.
They have to read Convergence. They got to read Secret Wars.
What a life. You're indentured servants or something to them. Okay, great.
It's called friendship.
We just tape the eyelids open, and we just hold the book up to them.
Great. Yeah, we lost a bet a long time ago.
Yeah.
What a post-apocalyptic nightmare for you. and plug your show before we go.
Hey, everybody. You should check out Comic Pop. It's a great YouTube channel where we talk about comics. We have 5 weekly shows, all appealing to comic readers and non-comic readers alike. We have the main show is Back Issues, where I explain comics to 2 guys who don't normally read them, so you get the best of both worlds. And I also have to plug our great indie show, Hack and Splash Page, starring the lovely Tiffany.
Very nice. Nice to do that. All right, guys, that's a show. Pete, hit us with some info.
All right. Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live. You can check out our website, comicbookclublive.com. Kobe, we want to thank the Comic Pop crew for coming down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Midtown Comics are sponsoring this show. Our interns, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes. It helps a ton. And, of course, our lovely audience. We're here every week at Fontana's, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Come on out. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.